hopefully causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Tell somebody right now, doors are open for me. Not just any doors, but strategic doors. And doors that cannot be shut. No man can shut. I saw in my spirit just now a door being taken off the hinge. Not only can it not be shut, God is moving the door out the way. Ain't no door. The decade of pay, the year of the open door. Give me Amos chapter 3, and I'm going to give you a lot of scripture. Amos chapter 3, and we're going to start at verse number 3. And I'm going to read it in both the Amplified as well as the King James Version, but we'll read the King James Version first. Amos chapter 3, verse 3 through 8. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he has taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where no gin is for him? Shall one take up a snare from the earth and have taken nothing at all? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city and the Lord have not done it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets. Here we go. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? Now let me get that in the Amplified Version for you. Amos chapter 3, verses 3 through 8. Do two walk together except they make an appointment and have agreed? Will a lion roar in the forest when he has no prey? Will a young lion cry out of his den if he has taken nothing? Can a bird fall in a snare upon the earth where there is no trap for him? Does a trap spring up from the ground when nothing at all is sprung up? Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be alarmed and afraid? Shall misfortune or evil occur as punishment and the Lord has not caused it? Surely the Lord God will do nothing without revealing his secret to his servants, the prophets. The lion has roared. Who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken. Who can but prophesy? So we're going to base everything that's said from here on out in this service upon these verses. The lion has roared. Amen. Who shall not fear? The Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? This is the decade of pay. The year of the open door. Last time we were together, I gave you three essential things as it pertains to declaration. How important it is for you through words to activate things in your environment. The atmosphere over the environment is a slave to the environment. All things produce after its kind. So it's important. The first thing we said was your mouth will help you receive your inheritance. Joshua was told to meditate in the word day and night. That word meditate, haut, it means to murmur, ponder, imagine, meditate, mourn, mutter, talk, study, speak. I like this last one. Roar. Joshua was instructed to implement non-stop speaking declarations of truth as he prepared to possess what God had already given him through promise. He said, do not let this depart from your mouth. Listen to me. He didn't just say, hide it in your heart. We hide the word in our heart, but he said, don't let it depart from your mouth. Keep it in your heart, but keep it in your mouth. Amen. Amen. He said, day and night. That means not just morning and evening. It means good times and bad times. Amen. Times when everything's going well, times when everything's going wrong. He said, keep it in your mouth. Don't let it depart. Don't let it slip away. Number two, declarations can shift your emotions. Devil try to make you think you're in something and you can't get out. Try to put depression on you and you just don't have any way. Listen, declaration, speaking the word of God will shift your emotions. You don't need to see a shrink. Amen. You don't need the whole church praying for you. You don't need a 40-day fast. Amen. Start declaring the word of God. You'll find a lot of times darkness will back up off of you. It'd be like you preaching a sermon. You're just declaring the word of God in your closet, in your prayer time. Don't just think about it. Don't just study it. Those are important, but start decreeing it. Start declaring it. You'll find it'll change. It'll shift the environment. Your emotions will shift. What looked bleak will all of a sudden have light. Tell somebody, it's that simple. You have to spend 5 hours on your knees. Pray, yes. But declare, this is the decade of pay. Emphasis is on your mouth. And number three, we all know this. We are well acquainted with the fact that power for either life or death is in our tongue. What's in our mouth are expressions of our heart. Amen? So those are three things that we touched on as it pertains to the decade of pay. Amen. Now, if you use the P-E-H right, you will find P-A-Y. You will reap what you sow. See, when God says something in the scripture like surely, surely, or when he puts emphasis on something, take note of it. It's important. This decade, this whole decade, God is interested. Heaven is interested. Hell is interested in what's coming out of your mouth. Because the ante, the price has been upped. Amen. Let's go to Exodus chapter 14 and let's take a look. I have a number of things I want to share with you, but let's take a look at how the lion has roared. And when the Lord speaks, who can but prophesy? Exodus chapter 14, verse 10 through 14. Exodus 14, 10 through 14. This has to do with the deliverance of the Israelites from bondage in Egypt. They've got, the plagues have come. Pharaoh has, not by his will, but God made him release the Israelites. They've gotten out of Egypt, away from Pharaoh, and they're in the wilderness now. It says, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, now let me back up a minute, because God led them away that seemed like it was a dead end. There's the Red Sea. There are mountains here, mountains on that side. And they camped there. And the common folk were confused. Moses didn't even know. But what they did come to discover is that Pharaoh was coming after them. They could hear the marching. And they're stuck. Now the initial response to The majority of the Israelites with the slave mentality was, Moses, you brought us out here because there wasn't enough graves. They're going to kill us all. It's curtains. It's over with. Tell somebody. Tell somebody the lion's about to roar. Tell somebody else, your enemy? He don't know it. But he's in big trouble. Get that verse back up for me. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. You ever been sore? Afraid? And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, you brought us away to die in the wilderness. Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you, or show to you today. Somebody say today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. Let me release this first prophetic bullet. There's an enemy that you've seen for a long time that has hindered you, has marginalized you, has kept you in bondage for a long time. But I declare to you today, and I release this bullet, that particular enemy is one you ain't never gonna see no more. Come on. I declare to you today, something ends today. Right now. Amen. Tell somebody the lion is roaring in my life. Woe unto my enemies. You see, the first line of battle is in the spirit. When you conquer that thing in the spirit, the rest of it is dessert. It's cake. It's jello. It's easy. So we attack it right now. In the spirit. Moses said, today, the enemy you see that seems like has you cornered. Seems like there's no way out. Python about to suffocate you. He said, take a good look. Because that particular enemy, you ain't going to see them no more. From now till Jesus comes, you ain't going to see them no more. You might fight other battles. There may be other enemies and nations to conquer. But there's one today, you ain't going to see them no more. That's history. That lesson's over with. That battle is gone. Anybody believe it this morning?
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.